Hey, why are you staring at me? No, I don't mind. I'm just wondering why. I mean, you've been looking towards me for a while. Don't think I didn't notice you taking glances. Is it something about me that strikes your attention? I mean, there's plenty of other beautiful women here. Is there something in my teeth, or my hair, or... Oh, I reminded you of somebody? Well, that's not what I expected at all. You know, most men who stare at me have more clear intentions. They don't hesitate like you did. You seem different. I don't know you at all, but I think I've got a good vibe of who you are as a person. Do you mind if I sit here? Thanks. So, who's this person I remind you so much about? Oh, really? What was so special about her? Oh, well, it's very honorable that you'd want to remember the girl you were going to lose your virginity to. It sounds like she meant a lot to you. But I'm sure the way you lost your V card was even better than expected, right? Oh, you haven't, wow, all right. That's fine. It's not like you should feel pressure to have sex. Your body, your choices. I'm sure you were plenty busy and just haven't gotten a chance. You're probably in college, then spent time focusing on your career. It's totally fine. Plenty of people are late bloomers. I think everyone should just go at their own pace. If you want to get laid, go for it. But if you're looking to wait it out, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, I look at it this way. Everyone had their own risk they take when they plunge into the world of sex. Sex can be scary, especially if you don't know much about it. The initiators have to risk rejection and dealing with disappointment if it doesn't go their way. Those who receive the advances have to take a chance on someone they might not know very well. You could be into them, but aren't sure of their intentions. That's just the nature of how it goes. Well, yeah, I do know a lot about sex. I love it. I think it's fun, a great stress reliever. And well, I'm just horny a lot. I'm not very committed to long-term relationships right now. I just kind of want to keep exploring, see who else is out there, and enjoy my time. Yeah, I'm pretty young. You didn't get that right away? I'm actually just old enough to drink now. It's pretty cool being out here, getting to go to bars. Different than what I'm used to. Never mind what I'm used to. So, you were about my age when you were going to lose your virginity. Did something happen? Well, you know what? Her loss. You're very respectful and sweet. Women are going to totally love a guy like you. So, how come after all this time you've never been with someone? But now you're back out here staring at younger women, just thinking about what could have happened, what might have been different. Are you sure that's all you were doing? Come on, you can be honest with me. I can handle it. Oh, you thought I was attractive? Is that all? Just a little eye candy. Not thinking about what you'd want to do with someone like me. I mean, I did come here to be looked at, sure. Spent a lot of time picking this outfit out. I'd be disappointed if I wasn't getting any attention. I saw right through your gaze. I knew you weren't going to approach me. Let me guess. You've been coming out to bars by yourself, thinking, tonight's the night. I'm gonna ditch that V card, be more confident in myself, and become a new man. But you're still out here, still by yourself, and you're not gonna get laid by just sitting here looking at girls. Confidence means putting yourself in a tough situation and making yourself uncomfortable, but still knowing that you can persevere. I'm just not seeing that from you. I see you put a lot of work into yourself. Your hair looks nice. And that outfit looks great. Smile for me. No, with teeth. If only you could see yourself. You have a really nice smile, but you're not putting it to use. It doesn't help that you're struggling to look me in the eye. I have an idea. First, take a deep breath. Now, grab a hold of my hands. Good. I want you to look me in the eye and tell me what's making you so nervous. It's all right. Take your time on the answer. If you need a moment to think about it, that's fine. Thank you. You can let go of my hands now. I don't think a lack of experience in itself made you nervous, but I can understand that you might have had some bad previous encounters that did not end well. I may be just one person, but I think it takes a healthy, positive mindset to feel confident. Okay, as an example, instead of being nervous about meeting new people, I get excited about it. It's a chance to learn about someone new. They could potentially be a new friend, or I could have great sex. And if I'm really lucky, this stranger could be a future long-term partner. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but that's okay. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'm not actively seeking something long-term, but that doesn't mean I won't rule it out if I do find someone that's super compatible with me. I think it's time you try people watching. I know it's uncomfortable to stare. If someone ends up looking back at you, just give them a smile. Maybe even a thumbs up. Show them you're having a good time, but also have innocent intentions. You're right! Oh, excuse me, can we get two more drinks? Thanks. So, take a look around. Do you see anyone that stands out? Those women are having a girls' night out. They seem to be about your age, but I bet at least two of them have kids, and this is a great time for them to catch up. It doesn't look like they're going to be interested in seeing anyone. Oh. Most of them. See, that one on the right? She's blushing. They might be trying to set her up. And you see those two? He's really putting the moves on that girl. I can't quite see her from this angle. What's her expression? Oh, she just twirled her hair. Definitely flirting back. Oh, no, take a look at that back table. Those guys are totally staring at that girl. Looks like one of the dudes is pressuring another to get her phone number. And you see his body language? That dude's definitely insecure. He's totally gonna botch this. Just watch. I don't know if you can read lips, but I think she just said, "My boyfriend thinks so too." Guess he was trying to woo her with compliments. Honestly, boyfriend or not, she has no interest in a guy like him. Seems like she's been burned by a few guys that are his type. See, isn't this fun? Now, I'm not saying I'm right. In fact, I could totally be wrong in my assumptions, but imagining what others are going through and thinking definitely humanizes other people. So how do you feel? Any more confident? It's okay if you don't feel any change from it. Confidence comes from habitual changes, not just one occurrence. I just hope you realize that these changes aren't as difficult as your brain makes it out to be. Me? Well, I suppose I've always been a curious and social person. I was in a serious relationship in high school, or at least thought I was. He broke my heart when it ended. Ever since then, I decided to date around more casually, meet people, but not commit. Well, I was really hurt. Meeting others while also keeping my distance has been my way of coping. I've met a lot of really interesting people over the past few years. I've also met a lot of boring people. But hey, I don't have to be compatible with everyone. And it's great to learn about everybody's personal stories. I've grown so much just from observing other people, learning how they function. There's still a lot of the night to go. Do you just want to relax and chat? Or are you looking to make a leap of faith? Yeah? You ready to take the scary plunge into hitting on a gal, then asking her out? You're so cute when you're nervous. I could tell you were thinking about me. I mean, you're pretty fucking obvious about it. Guess the whole age difference thing really doesn't weird you out, huh? That's understandable. I think it's natural to be weirded out by it, but I'm more than my age. As long as it's two consenting adults, who gives a fuck? And if it doesn't work out, well, then you start at ground zero. I've long crossed that bridge. Well, yeah. I've actually slept with guys older than you two. Not that I ask, but they usually end up telling me. I guess some of them get a thrill out of it. I mean, it's not like I seek out older men, but you know, if you like a guy, you should go for him. What's the sense of waiting, especially if you're casual about it? Again, I don't think it's inherently creepy for an older person to be attracted to someone younger than them. Creepiness is how they act upon it. And yeah, some behavior is problematic, but it doesn't mean that all of it is. And again, I've already vetted you. You're sweet, so don't worry about it. Embrace what you like in someone. So, do you live by yourself? Yeah? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get out of here. I can tell you weren't expecting anyone to come over here tonight. I guess this is a lesson learned. Always be prepared before you go out. Still, it's not terrible. You have pretty nice furniture, and the decor in here is great, even if it is a little messy. Anyway, we both came here for a purpose. No sense in delaying it, right? Follow my lead. Open that mouth for me. Now you take the lead. No, not like that. Softer. Be gentle. Give me an invitation. Don't just ambush me. Let's try this again. Much better. Each move you make should be asking me if I like it. Then you read the room. And the room says yes. Has a woman ever kissed your neck like this before? Apparently not. Well, it's not all about the ass, tits, and pussy. There's so many great parts of the body to enjoy. Neck, back, shoulders, wrists. Fuck. Let me look at that collarbone of yours. All right, now you try. That's it. Yeah, keep kissing down my neck. Slower. That's it. Put your arms around my waist, like this. No, my waist, not my ass. Lower back is fine. Actually, this feels nice. Now go ahead. Kiss from my waist up to my stomach. That's it. Lift my shirt slowly and keep planting those kisses. Oh, fuck. Oh, your lips feel nice on my skin. Keep moving them upward, but don't touch my breasts. Not yet. You might not be experienced in this, but I can feel your passion. All right, let me take off my shirt. I want you to get behind me and spoon me while I'm sitting up. Just wrap your arms around me and kiss me from behind. A little lower. Right there. Keep massaging my shoulders. Take some time to feel my back. I like being teased when you just graze the lace of my panties with your finger. That's it. No more than a tease. Have you ever removed a bra off a woman? Well, let me guide your hands a bit. You see those hooks? Yeah. Just squeeze both sides a little bit closer and it'll loosen them up. No, not quite. Here, look at my hands. Now try it. There you go. Now turn around and take your shirt off. Slower. Even slower. Nice. That's the kind of tease I want to see. Just gently guide it up. You'll drive women crazy from that. You look great. Now I'll just lie down. I want you to be on top when you touch me. Very nice. Going back to the basics, I see. Now you're picking up on it. The teasing just gets me more hot. Oh. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Right below my tits. But don't touch them. It's good to see that you're learning. You can gently cut my breasts from the bottom now. Avoid the nipples. Mine are pretty sensitive. that's it. Oh, fuck. Is this your first time touching a pair of breasts? Oh, sure doesn't feel like it. There's many guys who, even with experience, don't care to make a woman feel good. You can tell when they're trying. Oh, and your hands, your lips are putting the work in. Okay. Trace your fingers around my areolas. That's so nice. I want to feel that tongue just lightly trace over my nipple. I can't take it. Yeah, I am going to touch myself while you suck on my tits. Oh, just focus on the breasts for now. I'll handle the rest. God, that feels so good. Now the other one. Cut my other breast while you suck on that one. Fuck me. That's amazing. See? This is kind of reaction you should get. Fuck, when you build anticipation, that is how great sex happens. Okay. I need to reset for a moment. Let me focus the attention on you. How do my fingertips feel? Just grazing across your underwear? Let's get these pants off. How does it feel when I kiss across these thighs of yours? Not touching your cock, just touching around you. You can see all the excitement down there. Or should I say, up here? I'm not touching it just yet, as tempting as it is. I'm getting enough excitement just from looking at your bulge. You're probably going crazy when I stroke the tip of my finger underneath. Oh God, you're getting so hard, and I haven't even touched it yet. Now, do the same to me. That's it. Just gently guide your hands across my waist. Fucking love kissing you. Yep, that's a great time for an ass grab. Fuck. After all that teasing and being gentle, a firm grope definitely works. Makes it all the better. Okay. Now kiss my thighs. And a little tracing would help. Just a little closer. I think I need to lay down for this. Fuck yeah. You want to know another way to tease me? Lift the panties to the side. Just gently kiss the most outer part. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, all right, take them off. And, yep. Okay, keep kissing my inner thighs. And then start lightly licking the outer labia. You do know where that is, right? Okay, just lick the outer parts of my pussy. Avoid the clit for now. Fuck. That's right. I'll keep at it. I'll just like that. All right, I'm gonna push your head in a little closer. You can be more aggressive with your tongue. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. God, that's a spot. Okay. All right, I think you're ready. You still hard? Great. Okay, let me get this condom on. They're perfect. All right. Ease yourself in. Slowly. My pussy's wet, but you need to take it easy. All right. That's it. Keep going slowly. You can rub my clit now. Two fingers, please. There. Right there. Oh, fuck. All right. Just like that. All right. Faster now. Both. Just speed it up. Yeah, I'm getting close. Keep it up. Fuck, okay, I'm gonna take over the clit rubbing. Just keep fucking me. Goddamn. Yeah, that's it. Right there. Keep going. Okay, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Fucking come. Fuck. Come here. Great. Yeah. Would you mind if I spent the night? I'm a little exhausted. You don't have plans tomorrow, do you? I'd like that. Well, let's see how good you are at spooning.